Osaka, Ivan Michelong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Daniel Vandabla. The Meghalaya government, in collaboration with India AI Mission under the Ministry of Electronics and Information Technology, Government of India, will organize the Regional AI Impact Conference in Shillong on December 3rd. This conference is part of a national series leading to the India AI Impact Summit 2026. This conference is part of a national series leading to the India AI Impact Summit 2026 theme, Artificial Intelligence for Citizens Empowerment, Smarter Governance, Better Lives. The event will bring together senior government officials, industry leaders, global technology firms, academic institutions and startups to deliberate on the transformative role of AI in climate resilience, effective governance and building safer and more equitable societies. This conference will also witness the ceremonial launches of Bashini Hackathon, the launch of MECD program, signing of MOU for setting up data and AI lab, and signing of MOU with MathEdge Hub. The conference will also feature a roundtable meeting between Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma and leading investors aimed at positioning Meghalaya as an emerging digital and innovation hub for Eastern India. As part of the Niti Aayog's ongoing collaboration with the government of Arunachal Pradesh under the Aspirational Blocks Program, Jamei Thang in Tawang district has been identified for development as a model village. In this connection, a stakeholders consultation workshop was organized yesterday near the historic Gorzam Stupa in coordination with the district administration and the Indian Army. The workshop focused on developing a comprehensive roadmap for transforming Jamei Thang, with discussions centered around livelihood enhancement, infrastructure improvement and promotion of ecotourism. The Niti Aayog delegation was led by Program Director, retired Major General K. Narayanan, while the district administration team was headed by Deputy Commissioner Tawang Namgyal Ongmo, and Indian Army was represented by Colonel H.S. Dhillon, Deputy Commander, Jamei Thang Brigade. Nagaland Chief Minister Neferio has congratulated Nitish Kumar on being sworn in as the Chief Minister of Bihar for the 10th time. In a social media post, Rio extended his best wishes to the new team for a successful tenure. The Nagaland Chief Minister was in Patna and attended the swearing-in ceremony. He also expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, saying his leadership continues to drive progress for all. In Manipur, the government has completed all arrangements to organize the Manipur Shanghai Festival 2025 in a grand manner. The festival could not be held in the last 2 years after ethnic violence erupted in the state from May 2023. Shanghai Festival is named after the state animal of Manipur, Shanghai, which is found only in Manipur at Kaibul Lamjau National Park. The festival will be held till 30th of this month to showcase Manipur's culture and heritage, fostering economic revival and unity. Manipur Chief Secretary has appealed to the people of Manipur for participation, especially internationally displaced persons, to ensure, internally displaced persons to ensure the festival's success. The curtain raiser of the festival was held at Kaibul Makha Lake Kai in Bishnupur district yesterday. Meanwhile, IDPs taking shelter in different relief camps in valley districts held mass sit in protest in Imphal yesterday, boycotting the festival. In Manipur, a one-day workshop on manuscript conservation was held at the State Central Library Hall in Imphal yesterday. The Directorate of Art and Culture, Government of Manipur, in association with the National Archives of India and New Delhi, organized a workshop. During the inaugural session of the workshop, retired IAS and former Commissioner of Art and Culture, R.K. Nimai, launched a new website of the Manipur State Archives. Director of Art and Culture K. Dinamani Singh and Deputy Director of NAI, now Roy Bum, Raju Singh, also joined the inaugural session. During the technical sessions, four experts, including officers from NAI, spoke on various topics, followed by an interactive session. The Arunachal Pradesh State Cooperative Union week-long Pepe Makhandu acknowledged forming livelihoods, especially in remote regions where institutional support was earlier limited. Informing about the high-level task force on attaining self-reliance in milk, egg, fish and meat products in the Northeast, under donor, the Chief Minister said a robust five-year plan is under process with targets set till 2030. He said that the role of the cooperative societies would be significant for achieving the goal of self-reliance in these producers. The Department of Food, Civil Supplies and Consumer Affairs, Government of Meghalaya, in collaboration with the United Nations World Food Programme, organised a state-level workshop in Shillong yesterday to chart out a five-year vision plan for the targeted public distribution system in Meghalaya. The workshop was chaired by Minister in Charge, Food, Civil Supplies and Consumer Affairs, Methodius Dakar, in the presence of Ms. Elizabeth Faure, Representative and Country Director, World Food Programme India. The TPDS is a crucial instrument in Meghalaya's effort to achieve Sustainable Development Goal 2, Zero Hunger. This vision seeks to strengthen the state's food security programs, which provide entitlements to over 21 lakh people, roughly 80% of the population. In Manipur, the Sardar at 150 Unity March district level for Thaubal district was held yesterday. The march was flagged off by Rajya Sabha MP Maharaja Leshamba Sana Joba. Before flagging off the unity march, the Rajya Sabha MP administered an Atma Nirbhar Bharat pledge to the participants. The unity march was organized by the district administration, Thaubal, under the aegis of the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports, and supported by My Bharat Thaubal and NSS Cell Manipur. The event witnessed enthusiastic participation from students by Bharat volunteers and members of the Bharat Scouts and Guides. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu inaugurated the Yonex Sunrise 48th Interstate, Interzonal and Junior National Badminton Championship 2025 at Itanagar yesterday. A total of 32 states and union territories and 428 top young shuttlers from across the country are participating in the week-long championship. Addressing the gathering, Khandu announced that the state-of-the-art DK Badminton Academy being constructed on a 20,700 square meter campus with 15 to 20 world-class courts will soon become fully operational. He requested the Badminton Association of India to allot more national and international tournaments to Arunachal Pradesh once the facility is functional. Encouraging the young athletes, Khandu said the championship is more than a competition. It is a celebration of India's sporting future and to play with honour and celebrate sportsmanship. In Sikkim, Services 11 defeated Sudeva Delhi Football Club 1-0 in the third quarter-final match of the 41st Governor Gold Cup International Football Tournament. Services 11 outplayed Sudeva Delhi Football Club by a solitary goal to advance to the next round of the tournament. The only and winning goal was scored by Abhishek Pawar. In return, Sudeva Delhi played their hearts out but could not breach the defence line of its opponent to find the net. Sudeva Delhi's Gunminhao Kongsai was awarded as man of the match. The last pre-quarter-final match will be played between Rajasthan United Football Club and the home team Sikkim Himalayan Sporting Club today. The headlines. Once again, Meghalaya government in collaboration with India AI Mission will organize regional AI impact conference in Shillong on December 3rd. Chennai Thang in Tawang district has been identified for development as model village as part of Niti Aayog's ongoing collaboration with government of Arunachal Pradesh. Manipur government completes all arrangements to organize Manipur Shanghai Festival 2025 in grand manner. Services 11 defeat Sudeva Delhi FC 1-0 in third quarter final match of 41st Governor Gold Cup International Football Tournament in Sikkim. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.